Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Eichhorn. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the memra of Chizkiyah, Maaseh Sheni, Shein Bo Shavu'ah Pruta. If one has Maaseh Sheni that does not have the value of a Shavu'ah Pruta, Oimer Hu V'Chaim Shia Mechula La'amoyis of Rishaynis, he can be Mechal, this Maaseh Sheni, on a coin that already has a Pruta worth of Kedushas Maaseh Sheni. The Gemara asks on Chizkiyah from a Mishnah which is comparing the halachas between Shumah and Bikurim and that of Maaser. The Mishnah is explaining the Chiluki Dinim that Shumah and Bikurim have which Maaser does not have. And the Mishnah says, Shumah v'Bikurim, one is Chayev Aleyan Misa v'Choymish, Azar who eats it is Chayev Misa v'Choymish, v'Nechse Koyin, v'Oilim be'echel Dumeya, Shumah and Bikurim, that is Nisarev and Chulin, it's Nisarev Beheter, does not have the regular halachas of Bitl Beruba and Bitl Beshishim. Only Chuma and Bikurim is only bottled be'echad umeya 101 times the Isser. One needs 101 of Heter, a kenegad the Isser, in order to be mevatel the Chuma and the Bikurim. Masha'enkein be'maiser, maiser as the halachas of bitl beruba of Kala Torah Kula. And the Bryson, the Gemara explains, be'ezer maiser sheni omer, which maiser sheni are we referring to that is bottled beruba? Be'maiser she'im bo shavu'ah pruta v'shenichnas li'yushalayim v'yotza. A regular maiser sheni does not have the halachas that is bottled beruba, being that Maaseh Sheni is Shaykh by Pidyon, it is a Dabar Sheyesh Lematirin, and the halacha is that a Dabar Sheyesh Lematirin afilu be'elef loy bottle. So which Maaseh Sheni are we referring to that we say Maaseh Sheni is bottle beruba? We're referring to Davka Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta, or she'nichnas li'Yerushalayim v'yotza, went into Yerushalayim and went out. These two Maaseh Shenis are not Shaykh Pidyon, therefore they are not a Dabar Sheyesh Lematirin, they are a Dabar She'im Lematirin, and they have the halachas of bitl beruba. Masha'enkin, a regular Maaseh Sheni is a Dover Sheish Lematirin and afilu be'elef loy bottle. The Gemara asks him, Isa lechizkiyah, if we hold of chizkiyah as halacha, that even Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta shayach be'pidyon, lechoyres, it is still a Dover Sheish Lematirin and the halacha should be, it's afilu be'elef loy bottle. And the Gemara answers, we are discussing a case of a person who does not have a Maaseh Sheni, which already has a pruta worth of Kedushas Maaseh Sheni. So he cannot be mechal his Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta, and therefore it is considered a davar she'im lematirin, and the halacha is that afilu be'elef loy bottle. The Gemara then asks, v'nesim Maaseh de istay, why can he not bring Maaseh from a pile that has more than a pruta worth of Maaseh Sheni, and bring that other Maaseh and be mitztarif to his Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta? And together they'll be worth a pruta, and he can be mechaladin on a regular coin. And the Gemara answers, Deiraisu, the Rabbanon le mitztarif, one cannot be mitztarif his Maaseh Sheni that is coming from a pile that has more than a shavu'ah pruta worth, with this Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta that was already nisar with chulin and is now betaruvis, because Deiraisu, the Rabbanon le mitztarif, or Deiraisu and the Rabbanon of Maaseh Sheni cannot be mitztarif together to make a shavu'ah pruta with a Maaseh Sheni and to make one Maaseh Chilul together. There is a machlokes of Rishonim how to explain this Gemara. Deiraisu the Rabbanon le mitztarfi. Why is it that the Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta that is nisarav and chulin is considered only a Rabbanon and is not considered a regular Maaseh Sheni midayraisa? Rashi is mefarish that the Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta that was nisarav is considered only Maaseh Sheni midayrabbanon, being that the halacha of davar she'esh lematirin afilu be'elef loy bottle is only a din Rabbanon. Midayraisa, this Maaseh Sheni that was nisarav beheter was really bottle beroiv, even a davar she'esh lematirin midayraisa is bottle beruba. It is only halacha midrabbanon that Chazal will goes on a davar she'esh lematirin that afilu be'elef loy bottle. So therefore, the Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta that was nisarav and chulin is only now chayv and pidyon midrabbanon. Therefore, midayraisu derabbanon le mitztarfi. The Ravid is chilek on Rashi. The Ravid understands that the Raisu the Rabbanon le mitztarfi, being that the Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta does not have a full kedushas Maaseh Sheni. The Shitas Ravid is that Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta midayraisa it's mutter to eat it outside Yerushalayim. It's only midrabbanon that it's also to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, we say it's the Raisu the Rabbanon le mitztarfi. The Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta only has a full kedushas Maaseh Sheni midrabbanon. And Mamela one cannot be mitztarif of Maaseh Sheni she'im bo shavu'ah pruta, which only has Kedushas Maaseh Sheni midrabbanon, with a regular Maaseh Sheni, which is coming from a pile that has a Yosim shavu'ah pruta, and that is a Maaseh Sheni midrayaisa. It comes out the Shitas Arayvit is that Dover Sheish the Matina Filo be'elef loy bottle is a din derayaisa. We do not call it a din derabbanon machmas this that it's a Dover Sheish the Matina, because the Arayvit holds that a Dover Sheish the Matina Filo be'elef loy bottle is midrayaisa, it's not bottle. And Shitas Rashi is that a Dover Shesh Tamatina filo be'elef loy bottle is only Allah Midrabanon. Midai Raisa, really a Dover Shesh Tamatina is bottle beruba. It is only a Din Derabanon that a Dover Shesh Tamatina filo be'elef loy bottle. The Allah we passing is like Rashi, Rav Rishonim hold that a Dover Shesh Tamatina filo be'elef loy bottle is only a Din Derabanon and not a Din Derisa. But Al Kaponim and Av Sugi, we have Shitas Arrivi that the Allah of Dover Shesh Tamatina filo be'elef loy bottle is a Din Derisa. And this that Av Sugi calls it Derisa, the Abanon Lemit Starfi, is Machmas, this that it's Maisa Sheni Shemosh of a Pruto, which only has Krucius Maisa Sheni Midrabanon. The Rashi in Torah Abayis, Bayis Revi, Soif Shah Revi, discusses what is the halacha of a Dover Shesh Tamatirin, where it would be a Tircha Gedolah to bring about the Heter. It's possible for one to take off the Issa and make it Mutter, but it would be a Tircha Gedolah to take off the Issa and make it Mutter. Or what would be in the case of a Dover Shesh Tamatirin, that it would be a Hefsid Gadol, would cost a lot of money for the person to bring about the Heter. It is either a Tircha Gedolah or Hefsid Merubah. The Rashi holds in such a case, we do not consider it a Dover Shesh Tamatirin. And over there, the halacha would be that it would have the regular halachas of Bittul Berubah, we would not say Afilu Be'elef Loy Batal. Then one of the cases the Rashi discusses, if a kli, what got blias of Issa, if one cooked a Dover Issa inside a keli, and now the kli has besoichi blias of Issa. The only way to make this kli back to Lidei HaTeire is to do agala on the keli. One has to be mag'il the keli, he has to do agala in order to take out the blias of Issa. What would be the case, the halacha, if this keli is now nis'ariv and other kelim of Heter? And now the halacha really is that it's batal beruba, there's halacha of bitul bereva on this keli, but it's a Dover Shesh Tamatirin because it's possible for one to do Hag'ol on all the Kalim, and this way he would bring even the Kali that has the Blias of Isser into a Matzav of Heter, so it's really a Dover Shesh Tamatirin. And this halach is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Simin Kuf Beis Sif Beis. What is the halach of a Kali that has Blias of Isser? Is one Mechuyiv to do Hag'ol on all the Kalim that it was Nis'ar with, and because it's a Dover Shesh Tamatirin and Afilu Be'elef Loy Batal? Or do we say no, it is Baz Alachas of Batal Ruba, being that it's a Tircham Ruba to do Hag'olah on all the Kalim? And the Rashba holds, and that Azai is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, that a Dovish Leishle Tircham Ruba or a Hefsid Gadol is not considered a Dovish Leishle Matirin, and the Alacha would be that it is Batal Berev, and we do not say a Dovish Leishle Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Loy Batal. And the Rashba brings a Raya from Arasugya. In Arasugya, we say that Maaser Sheni She'ein Bo Shaver Pruta V'Shenichnas L'Yerushalayim V'Yotza, that one cannot be paid to the Maaser Sheni. The Maaser Sheni is considered a Dover She'ein Lei Matirin. In fact, the Rashba, why is the Maaser Sheni considered a Dover She'ein Lei Matirin? L'Chayre, he has a Heter, he can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. The mitzvah of Maaser Sheni is to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat over there. So why don't we say that the Maaser Sheni should be considered a Dover Sheyesh Lei Matirin, being that he could bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim? Zok the Rashba Ela Akarchach, that being that it's a Tircha Gedolah to bring the Maaser Sheni Sheimash of a Pruta to Yerushalayim to eat over there, but Makam that it's a Tircha Gedolah to bring about the Heter, we do not say the Halacha of Dover Sheyesh Lei Matirin Afilu Be'elef Loy Batal, and we consider it a Dover Shein Lei Matirin. Tosis in our sugya seems to hold like the Shita Sarajba. Tosis in Divya Maschil Lehodavi Le'ailei explains that the Il Gabi Embush of Pruta by the Allah of Maaser Sheni Embush of Pruta, the Gemara does not ask that one should be Mechuyiv to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat over there. The Ayri Berachuk Yerushalayim, we are discussing a case where it's far from Yerushalayim Harbei, Umikri Berachi Ein Lematirin, and that is considered a Dovash Ein Lematirin. And L'chayra Tosis Kavana is that being that it's a Tircha Gedolah to bring it to Yerushalayim, he's Rocha Karbim Yerushalayim, therefore we do not consider it a Dover Sheyesh Lei Matirin. Elot is considered a Dover Sheyesh Lei Matirin, being that he cannot easily bring about the Heter, and it's a Tircha Gedolah to bring about the Heter. The Chazal will never go to the Halach of Dover Sheyesh Lei Matirin, Afilu Be'elef Loy Batal. The Biragro and Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh over there is Medayik from Rashi and Arasugya, Rashi Devar Maschel V'Olim Be'echad Umeya, that Rashi is Chaylik on the Rashba and on Tosfos. Rashi explains V'Olim Be'echad Umeya, that one needs Echad Umeya V'Ein B'Teilim B'Roiv, Masha Inkein B'Meiser, that Meiser is Batal B'Roiv. And Rashi says Al-Korchach B'Meiser She'ein Loi Takanta, we are discussing a case of Meiser that has no Takana Loi B'Bdiya V'Loi La'Loi Sili Rishalayim. It does not have a matirin, it does not have a heter through Ptia, and it does not have a heter through La'aloisi L'Yerushalayim. Being that we're discussing its emish of a pruta, one cannot be paided. And Zakrashi, we're discussing a case of Maaser Sheni Shenitma, and therefore he does not have the Eitzah La'aloisi L'Yerushalayim, because even if you bring it to Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni Shenitma is usher to eat Afilu B'Yerushalayim. It's mashman from Rashi that if we were discussing Maisa Sheni, that's Tor, that one could bring to Yerushalayim, even though we could be mukum the case where it's Racha Karbe, like Tosfos explained, where it's a Tircha Gedoyla to bring it to Yerushalayim, Afilu Hachi Rashi holds that it would be considered a Dover Sheish Lematirin and would have the Halacha of Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal. It's Mavur from Rashi that Afilu B'Makam Tircha Gedoyla, we say the Halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal, Chazal Wagoyza even B'Makam Tircha Gedoyla. The Ravid in our sugya, the Ravid we mentioned earlier, is Mesayim Dvarav, not like the Shitas HaRajba and Shitas HaTosfos. It's mashma from the Ravid also that a Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Makam Tircha Gedoyla, it would also have the Halacha of a Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal. And the Ravid explains this, that in our sugya we do not consider Maisa Sheni to be a Dover Sheish Lematirin, being that he could bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, is because here we are discussing Maisa Sheni Sheimah Shavah Pruta. And the Shriver, the Shitasa, holds that a Maisa Sheni Sheimah Shavah Pruta does not have a full Kedushas Maisa Sheni Midei Raisa. It's Be'emes Midei Raisa Mutter to eat it Chutzli Yerushalayim. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, being that we're only discussing an Issa D'Rabbanan, Lo Yitrichu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were not Matriachim to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. And over there they weren't Goyze that it should have the Halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal. And they said it should be Batal Beruba. Of its mashman deriver that it's dafka because it's only an iser derabbanon, therefore lo hitrichu rabbanon. But by an iser deraisa, if it would be a case of maaser sheni mideraisa, there we would say it's considered a davar sheish lematirin, being that he could bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. It's only by isur derabbanon that's lo hitrichu. By isur deraisa, afilu b'makam tircha gedoy lechazal were geizer, and they said the halacha of davar sheish lematirin afilu b'elef loi batal. So I'll go upon him to summarize. We have a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Shita of Rajba and the Shita of Tosis and our sugya is that Dover Sheish Lematirin, b'makom that it's a Tircha Gdoilo Hefset Gadol, it's not considered a Dover Sheish Lematirin, and it does not have the Halacha that Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal, and therefore in our sugya, Maaser Sheni is considered a Dover Sheish Lematirin, being that one cannot be paided by Ein B'Shavu Pruta, even though he can bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, still it's considered a Dover Sheish Lematirin because it's a Tircha Gdoilo. And the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of Rivet is that Afilu B'makom Tircha Gdoilo, it's considered a Dover Sheish Lematirin, and our sugya, according to Rashi, is discussing Maaser Sheni Shanitma, and according to the Ravid, being that it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, therefore Lohi Trichu Rabbanan, but by an Issa D'Raisa, according to Rashi and according to the Ravid, Avada Afilu B'Makam Tircha Gedoyla, we would say the Halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin is Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal, and the Maaser Sheni, which one could bring to Yerushalayim, would have Halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin that's not Batal Afilu B'Elef. The Etzem Halacha we're discussing in our Gemara, that a Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal, there is a Machlokes HaRishonim had explained this Halacha. Why is it that a Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal? Why is it Cholak from Shari Surim that the Halacha is that it's Batal B'Rubai B'Shishim? There's a Halacha of Bittel B'Roiv. Why is it that a Dover Sheish Lematirin, we say it cannot be Batal Afilu B'Elef? Rashi in Beya, on the Avgimel Amud Beis, the Remaschal Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal explains that even though Midereisa, even a Dover Sheish Lematirin is Batal B'Roiv, Achmer Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made a Chumra, Hoil V'Yesh Lematirin, being that it could come to a Heter, and one could eat it Be'Heter, Lo Yechlenu Be'Issa, one should not eat it Be'Issa. Now Hainu Rashi is explaining, being that one has an Eitza to eat it Be'Heter, the Rabbanan would go to that it's better for one to eat it Be'Heter than it is to eat it Be'Issa, therefore they said not to be Semich on the Bittel B'Roiv. The Ran in the Dorm on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph explains the Halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu B'Elef Loi Batal based on the Machlokes Tanum of Yudin the Rabbanon, if Min B'Mino is Batal or not. L'mashal, if one has Yayin Shel Issa, one has wine of Issa, and it falls into wine of Heter, and there's a Rav of Heter, there's a Rav of wine of Heter, there's a Machlokes of Yudin the Rabbanon, Shitas of the Rabbanon is that even Min B'Mino is the regular Halachas of Bittel B'Roiv. Mashekin Rabbi Yehuda holds that by min b'mino, if the wine of Issa falls into wine of Heter, even though you have a rave of Heter, min b'mino loy bottle. If it's the same min of Issa and of Heter, min in its own min cannot be bottle. Zokteran, this that the Rabbanan achelik on Rabbi Yehuda, and they say min b'mino is bottle, is dafka because it's Issa falling into Heter. So even though in the case of the mashal we gave, it's wine and wine, it's both the same min in the Metzias, we're dealing with the same min, they're both wine. But still, being that once Issa and once Heter, we still see it a little bit of a min b'she'ene minoi, they're not mamish the same, once Issa and once Heter. So being that they're cholok and once Issa and once Heter, even though it's min b'minoi, still zokter abonon min b'minoi le batal. But in the case when it's a dover she'esh le matirin, and they both are really Heter, just one has a eitzah to make it mutter, and one is mutter right now, but they're much more similar than the case of Issa and Heter. Here they're both really Heter. Just one is a davar sheyesh lematir, and you can make it mutter, and one is mutter mamish. In such a case, even the Rabbanan are maskim to Rabbi Yehuda, this is mamish amin b'mine, they're mamish the same thing, and in such a case, the Rabbanan are maskim that min b'mine lo batal, therefore a davar sheyesh lematir, and afilo be'elef is not batal. Al-Koponim Yav Machlikis, Rashi and the Ran, according to Rashi, the halacha of Dover Sheish the Matirin Afilo Be'elef Le Bottle is because the Rabbanan said it's better for one to eat it Be'heter than is to eat it Be'iser, therefore one should not be Semich on the Bittel if he has an Eitzah to eat it Be'heter. And according to the Ran, the halacha of Dover Sheish the Matirin Afilo Be'elef Le Bottle is a Min B'mine Dikadin, even though the Rabbanan Achelk on Rebbe Yehuda and held Min B'mine is Bottle, that's only when one is Iser and one is Heter. But in the case of a Dover Sheish Lematin, where they're both really heter, in such a case, the Rabbanan are maskim to Rabbi Yehuda that the min b'mina is like batal, and being that they're the same, there are no halachas of bittul b'rayv. Based on this machlekes, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dalet asks a kasha on our sugya that we see. It's mevur in our sugya by Ma'aseh Sheni has a halacha of a Dover Sheish Lematin, and therefore it's not batal afilu be'elef, being that Ma'aseh Sheni is shayach bei pidyon, one can be poided to Ma'aseh Sheni. Therefore, we look at the Ma'aseh Sheni as a Dover Sheish Lematirin, and we say, Afilu Be'elef Loi Batal, it cannot be Batal, any case of Ma'aseh Sheni that's Shayach Pidyon, the Gemara says, we're not have the halachas of Bittul B'Rayv. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, Bishlam Lefishita Saran, we can understand why Ma'aseh Sheni has a halacha of a Dover Sheish Lematirin, being that Beshas Nefilosai, Beshas was Nis'ariv with Heter, it was a Dover that was Shayach Bei Pidyon, it was something that one could come to the Heter and eat it right now outside Yerushalayim because he could be paided. Therefore, we see Bishas Nefilosi as a Dover Amutter, and Bishas it fell in, it was Nis'arev with Heter, it was a Dover Amutter being Nis'arev with Heter, so we see it as Heter beheter, and Min B'mine Le Bottle. It's Mamish the same thing, it's Heter and Heter, and Min B'mine Le Bottle. Mashenkin the Fishitas Rashi, who explains the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afil Be'elef Le Bottle, is because Chazal said instead of eating it Be'iser, it's better for one to eat it Be'heter, so he should rather bring it Lidei, it's Heter, and eat it Be'heter than to eat it Be'iser. L'chay, by the Ma'aseh Sheni, it should not be shaykh the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu Be'elef Loi Batal. Being that the Ma'aseh Sheni was now Nis'arev, and Midereisa it's Batal, Midereisa it's not shaykh pidyon on this Ma'aseh Sheni anymore. This Ma'aseh Sheni is now Batal, it does not exist anymore, Midereisa, it's Batal in the rave of Heter, we don't see it anymore as Ma'aseh Sheni. So therefore, Midereisa the pidyon is not chal b'chlal, Midereisa there is no Heter of pidyon. So, according to Shitas Rashi, how can we call Ma'aseh Sheni a Dover Sheish Lematirin, and we should say it's better for one to eat a Be'heter, if it's not shy for one to eat a Be'heter, even if he does now a pidyon, it's only a pidyon midrabanan, because the Ma'aseh Sheni is not bottle midrabanan. But midraisa that the Ma'aseh Sheni is bottle, l'choyre the pidyon is not chal. So it comes out he's still eating the same isim midraisa that he was eating without the halacha Dover Sheish Lematirin afil be'elefloy bottle. So how is it over here that Chazal should say it shouldn't be bottle? L'choy, we're still eating it be'iser. You do not have the reason of Rashi that it's better to eat it be'heter than it is to eat it be'iser. To answer this question, there are two terutzim in the Achronim, the Beis Alevi in Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed, and there's a similar terutz in the Afike Yam in Chelek Aleph Simin Vov. They spark from this kasha, from this that we see that Ma'aseh Sheni, we still say it's a Dover Sheish Lematirin even after it's bottle and Medeiraisa, one cannot be poided anymore. Is vice versa, the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilo Be'elef Loi Batal is not only if one can matter the Issa Midereisa, do we say it's better to eat it Be'heter than is to eat it Be'iser. Only the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin, which is now Batal Afilo Be'elef, is Chazal said, if one does not have to be Samech on the Bittel, and if Chazal would say that this thing is not Batal, there would still be an Eitzah for one to eat it Be'heter. Chazal preferred one not to be Samech on the Bittel. It's better not to use the Bittel if even if you're not going to be Samech on the Bittel, you still have a Heter. So therefore, if Chazal would say this is not Batal, one would still have an Eitzah to eat it Be'heter. Chazal said not to be Samech on the Bittel, and one should come out to the Isser. Even though one is not gaining Midereisa anything, because Midereisa it was Batal Beroiv, and therefore one is not gaining because the pidyon is not Chal B'chlal Midereisa, still being that even if the Rabbanim would say this thing is not Batal, one would still have an Eitzah. In such a case, Chazal said not to be Samech on the Bittel, and it's better to bring it Lidei Heter Akoponim Midrabanan, a pidyon that would be Chal Midrabanan, to bring it to eat it Be'heter and not be Samech on a Bittel. And even though this is a big chiddush in the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin, Kipshute, the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin was only if one could bring it Lidei Heter Midereisa. If in this such a case for Midereisa, he's not getting any Heter out of it, L'chayvi, we shouldn't have the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin, Afil Be'elef Loi Batal. Zok the Beis Alevi and the Afika Yamit Mavu and our Gemara, a new chiddush in the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin, that even though Midereisa, the pidyon is not nitfas because it's already Batal, being that if the Rabbanim would say it's not bottled, one would still have an Eitzah to eat it beheter, and there wouldn't be any Hefzid. Chazal said one should not be Samech on the Bittul, and it should be maybe the Dover Lidei Heter. There's another Teretz given in the Achronim, in Rabbi Chanan and Kaibit Shiurim, in Bar Metzia Ois Chof, and in the Shaar Yosher, Reb Shimon Shkop. They both answer the same Teretz. And they say, even if we say something is bottled midereisa and it doesn't exist anymore and we see it as heter, it's not mamish heter. If an iser is nis'arev beheter, afilu with all the halachas of bittul b'roiv, that it's nishapech to heter, one can eat it and eat the entire thing, and be samech that this is heter, it's not mamish adavar amutter. There still is the sibasa iser, the davar oisroi, there still is nishar, that it's a davar also that was bottled, it's now inside this taruvus. So even though an halacha does not have any halachas of iser, because Lemaisa, there's no Isser over here, but the cause of the Isser, this that it is a Dover that was Osir, is still inside this Taruvus. We find this Halacha, if one is Maisif, more Isser into the Taruvus, if Isser was Nisarev Beheter, and it was Batal Beroiv, or Batal Beshishim, and one was Maisif, more Isser inside, and now there's no longer a Roiv, or no longer a Shishim, there's no longer the Halachas of Bittal Beroiv, the Halacha is that the Isser is Chayze Vineir. The Issa reawakens, and the Issa that was already bottled is mitzarev to the Issa that fell in, and together, being that there's no more bittul, we say that it's not bottled brave anymore, and now it becomes Issa. We see from this that even an Issa that's bottled b'seicha taruvus, it's not mamish that the Issa is not here anymore. The Issa is here, just one does not have to dan it as Issa, he can just look at it as heter, being that it's bottled to the rave of heter. But al kaponim, there still is the Issa, the Siba of the Issa is still here, the Issa still exists, and an afkamina, like we said, if more Issa falls in, it will be chayze v'neir. So being that the Issa still exists, only it's bottled and one's allowed to eat it, therefore it's shayach be'pidyon, it's better for one to be paidit and take off, that there shouldn't be any Issa b'chlal. If you'd be paidit, it's chal m'deraisa to take off this Siba sa Issa, that if more Issa would fall in, it wouldn't be chayze v'neir. There shouldn't be any Issa in this Taruvus Bechlal. So just like we have Halacha by real Issa that's bottle, it's a Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilu Be'elefleh bottle, it's better to eat it beheter. By Meister Sheini, it's still Shayach Opinion, even though it's bottle Medeiraisa and it really considered Mutter, and we don't see it as Meister Sheini, but there is some level of Meister Sheini there, and Afkamina Benegea Chayze Veneir, and on that it's Shayach Opinion. On that one can be pointed to the Sibasa Issa Meister Sheini, and therefore, Midereisa, that pidyon is chal, and it's still shayach to svar, that it's better to eat it better than it is to eat it be'issa. Being that it's isn't it fast the pidyon on the sibasa issa, and this that the maisa sheni that was bottled still exists inside the taruvus, therefore we still have the svar, Rashi and Beya, that it's better to eat it be'heter, aide the pidyon than it is to eat it be'issa, and therefore the Rabbanan asset maisa sheni also, as a dover sheish the matirin and afilo be'elef, it is not bottled. So HaKaponim, to summarize, we said over here, and HaMachlikis, we showed him to explain this, that Dover Sheish, the Matina, Filo Be'elef, like bottle. Rashi and Beya explains that it's better to eat something beheter than it is to eat it be'issa. Therefore, Chazal said, one should bring it Lidei HaTeirei, rather than be Samech on the Bittul Beroiv. The sheet of the Ran in the Dharma Dafnun Beis was that this that we say, Dover Sheish, the Matina, Filo Be'elef, like bottle, is a Min B'mina Dika Halacha, that even though the Rabbanon hold Min B'mina is bottle, but they are moided to Rabbi Yehuda that if it's heter and heter over there, it's such a min b'mino, it's mamish the same thing over there, the Rabbanan amaskim, that min b'mino le'batul, and therefore there are no halachas by Dover Sheish to Matirin, we see it as heter, there are no halachas of bittul b'rayv. We said over the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch based on this machlokes and how to explain our sugyo, this that our Gemara says, Ma'aseh Sheini is considered Dover Sheish to Matirin, l'chayre, the pinyon is not nitfas, being that it was already bittul b'rayv, l'chayre, the pinyon wouldn't be nitfas, how could we call it Dover Sheish to Matirin? Bishlam, according to the Ran, being that before it fell in, it was a dover that was shaykh to be poide, it was a taruvus of heter beheter, and therefore it's considered a min b'mine. But according to Shitas Rashi, l'choy, one cannot be poide, it cannot be maybe the dover l'idei ateiroi, l'choy, how could one say it's better to eat it beheter if it will not become mutter midei reisa? And we said over two terutzim from the Achreinim, the terutz of the Beis Halevi and the Afikayam, that they spat from this that there's an additional chiddush in the halacha of Dover Sheish Lematirin Afilo Be'elef Le'batol. It's not only when one could be mate the Issa Legamri, do we say that it's better to eat a beheter than is to eat a be'issa. Only any time Chazal would say a thing is not bottled, one would still be able to eat a beheter and there will not be any hefzid. Chazal said one should not be samech on the bittul, and it's better for one to bring the davar l'idei hateirei al kaponim midrabanan, even though midereisa is not gaining anything because the pinyon is not nitfas, but al kaponim midrabanan, it's better not to be samech on a bittul if when we ask of it, there will not be any hefzid. And then we said over the teretz of Rabbi Chanan and Reb Shimon, they explain that even a davar that is bottle and one can eat the entire taruvus, and we look at it as davar amutter, it does not mean the issa disappeared legamri. The issa still exists, but they call the sibasa issa is still there.
We said there's an afkamina that if Moriser falls in, the Isser is chayzev in air. The Isser is still in existence, klape this, that if Moriser would fall in, we would say it's mitzdarif to make the taruvus aser. So therefore, the pidyon could be nitfis on this, that the Isser is still here, klape a chayzev in air, this, that the sibas, the Isser is still here. Or Mela, once the pidyon could be nitfas, it's better to want to be paided and eat it behetel legarmi without any remez b'chlal of Isser than to eat it with the Isser, which is bottle, even b'seichat taruvus, and therefore, it would still have the halacha of davar sheish tamatina afil b'elef like bottle, that it's better to eat it behetel than it is to eat it be'isser. We mentioned earlier the Gemara brought a Mishnah to ask on Chizkiyah. The Mishnah brings the halachas of Chumah and Bikurim, how they differ from Maaser. The Mishnah lists HaChumah v'HaBikurim Chayavan Aleihem Misa v'Chaymish. Azohu, each Chumah Bikurim is Chayiv Misa and he's Mechayiv to pay an extra Chaymish v'Asurim l'Zorim, and it's also for a Zor to eat. The obvious kasha on the Mishnah is if it already said Chayavan Aleihem Misa v'Chaymish that Azohu eats it's Chayiv Misa, l'Chayiv it's Poshet that it's also l'Zorim. Why does the Mishnah have to say again v'Asurim l'Zorim? Rashi Devei Maschav Asurim Lezorim explains V'itzuch L'misnaya, this that the Mishnah has to say, it is not for the Chiddush of Chumah and Bikurim are also for Zor to eat. Only the Mishnah ends off Masha'en came V'maiser. So the Iker Chiddush is not for Chumah and Bikurim, but only that Maiser, not only is one not Chayev Amisa V'choymish or Zor who eats Maiser, but also it's Mutter for Zor to eat. So therefore in the Reisha we said V'asurim Lezorim, so we should know for the Sefer that by Maiser it's Mutter for Zor to eat Maiser. Taisvis the Ramaskav Asurim Lezorim asks on Rashi that this only explains the Mishnah that the Gemara brought. There is a very similar Mishnah Masech Techala which lists the halachas of Chumah Bikurim which does not end off Masha Inkein B'Maiser. And the Mishnah there also says Chayavan Aleihem Misa V'Chaymish V'Asurim Lezorim. So why does the Mishnah over there have to say V'Asurim Lezorim L'Chayav it's Poshet? It already said Chayavan Aleihem Misa V'Chaymish, why do you have to say again V'Asurim Lezorim? And Tosis answers, B'shem the Yerushalmi, V'asum the Zorim is telling me the Chiddush that Afilo Achatzi Shir is also Aser. Not only is one Aser to eat a Shir of Chumah Bikurim, but even a Achatzi Shir also, it's Aser for a Zor to eat a Achatzi Shir of Chumah Bikurim. And Tosis explains, Oy Dereis, Oy Derabanan, and he's referring to the Machlokes Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the last parak of Masechta Yuma, if the Isser of Achatzi Shir is the Isser min HaTorah, or Issa Midarabanan, according to Beichanan, it's also Midaraisa to eat a Chatzi Shir, and according to Reish Lakish, it's also Midarabanan. Zaktaisvis, that Bein Lebeichanan, Bein Reish Lakish, the Mishnah over here is telling me that it's Asurim Lezorim, it's also for Azor to eat it, either Midaraisa or Midarabanan. The Taisis Yishonim in Yevamus on Daf Ayin Gimel asks, why would I ever have a mina by Chumah and Bikurim that there wouldn't be an Issa to eat it by Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir is a din that is noig b'chol Torah kula. All Yisurim in the Torah are aser to eat a Chatzi Shir. Why would I think that Chumah and Bikurim are different? That the Mishnah has to tell me v'asurim lezorim, as the Yerushalmi explains that it's also even to eat a Chatzi Shir. What would be the havmina that there shouldn't be an Issa Chatzi Shir? And the Taisis Yishonim answers, being that Chumah and Bikurim are Yisurim that are ain't a shavah b'koil, it's not aser for everybody to eat because a koin is mutter to eat Chumah and Bikurim. So being that it's an Issa she'ain't a shavah b'koil, I'd have a havmina that it's mutter b'chatzi shir. Kamashim on the Mishnah that even the Isser she'ain a shavah b'koil also has the Isser of Chatzi Shir. And l'choy, this needs a little bit of explanation. Why is it that I would have a havmin by the Isser she'ain a shavah b'koil, there should be a heter to eat it b'chatzi shir? More, the Rash in this Pirush on the Mishnah and Chalo brings this Yerushalmi that this that the Mishnah says, Asurim the Zorim, is to tell me that it's even Aser Bechatzi Shir, and I shouldn't think that it's only Aser with a Shir of Kezayis of Chumah Bikurim, but even a Chatzi Shir is also Aser. And the Rash is Messiah, will tell me the Chiddush that Alibu de Abyeichon and the Chatzi Shir Aser Menat Torah, or by Chumah Bikurim, there's the Isser of Chatzi Shir Menat Torah also. And it's Mashmah from the Rash, it's Dafka according to Abyeichon that we could answer and explain that there's a Chiddush in this that by Chumah Bikurim, it's Aser to eat even a Chatzi Shir. Only in the Beichon would I ever have a mina that a Chatzi Shir is not also by Chumah Bikurim. Mashenkin in Veshlokesh, it was Poshet that a Chatzi Shir is also just like it's also in Kol Torah Kula. And L'choy, this needs explanation. What should be the Chiluk between Beichon and Veshlokesh? If there's a have mina libid of Beichonon that a Chatzi Shir should be mutter by Chumah Bikurim, why according to Veshlokesh is there no such have mina? What's the Chiluk between the Beichon and Veshlokesh if it's also Midai Raisa or also Midai Abonon? Bin again, this that I should have a have mina that Chumah and Bikurim does not have an Issa of Chatzi Shir. Now, Amban in our sugya asks similarly on Tosfos, he also brings the Yerushalmi that Vasum the Zorim is telling me Afilo Achatzi Shir is also Aser. And Amban asks, what would be the Havmina that Shimutta Bechatzi Shir that I need a Mishnah to tell me Befesh Vasum the Zorim that Chumah Bikurim also has the Issa of Chatzi Shir? And Amban explains a little more than Tosfos Yishonim. He says, being that Rebbe Yochanan darshins the Issa of Chatzi Shir from the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, he darshins from the Issa of Chelev. I would have a havmina that's dafka similar to the issa of chaylev, dafka issa ashava bakoil. But chumim bikurim, which is not also to kahanim, it's mutter for kahanim to eat the chumim bikurim. Over there, I would have a havmina that we cannot darshan from chaylev to asa vachatzi shir. It means that I wouldn't have a drosha and a limud from the issa of chaylev that a chatzi shir is also memela. I would have a havmina that chatzi shir is mutter minatoy by chumim bikurim. Kamashlo in the Mishnah, that even a issa shayna shava bakoil, also I could learn out from chaylev that it should be also minatoy. And the Ramban is Nesayim, Ulu Veshlokish Nami, I'd have a Havamina Shaloy Echmiru, Kivin Deshari Lakayanim. Being that it's mutter for the Kayanim to eat, and it's an Isser Shein Neshava Bakoil, I would think it's not such a Chomidike Isser, so I'd have a Havamina that Loy Echmiru Rabbonon, they weren't so machmer to ask even a Chatzishir, and they allowed a person to eat a Chatzishir. So we see in the Ramban what the Havamina of Tosis was, that it shouldn't be Asa Chatzishir. According to Beichon, the Havamina is, being that we dashin from Chaylev, I'd have a havamina, we can't dashen from chaylev because an issur shein ashav ba'koil is not similar to chaylev. And according to Reish Lakish, the havamina is that lo yechmiru chazal, being that it's issur shein ashav ba'koil and it's not so chomer, I'd have a havamina that chazal weren't so machmer, k'mashmo that there's an issur of chatzi shir even by chumam bikurim also. And with this lechay, we could explain the rash, the havamina that should be dafka according to Beichon and not according to Reish Lakish, is being that according to Beichon we're dashing from Chaylev, the rash held over there, there's a Havmina we shouldn't dashen from Chaylev, being that it's Mutter Lekayinim and it's not similar to the Issa of Chaylev. But this Havmina that Alibi Devei Shlokesh, that we should say Lo Yechmiru Chazal, being that it's Issa Shein Eshav HaKoyel, the rash didn't hold of that Svar. And therefore we held it to Yushalmi that says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Asurim Lezorim is to tell me that Chatzi Shir is also is going Dafka Alibi Devei Beichon and not Alibi Devei Shlokesh. There's another Mahalach in explaining the rash and to explain the Taisvis, the Havmin of the Yerushalmi, Reb Shmuel Zofsky and Zichron Shmuel, Simon Aleph, Ois Yod Gimel. He explains the chiluk between Chumah and Bikurim and all other Chatzi Shir of Kol Torah Kula. In Kol Torah Kula, Chatzi Shir, normal Isser Achila, Lamashal by Chaylev, a person is only over the Isser of Chaylev if he does a Maisa Achila. And a Maisa Achila has to be a Kezayas. So therefore, the Shir of Achila's Chaylev to be over the Isser is only when one eats a Kezayas of Chaylev. Over there, we have a chiddush to tell me that not only if one does a maisa achila of a kezayis of chaylev is over the iser, but also a chatzi shir is also aser. But the chatzi shir is, it's half of the shir achila that a person does. The one is only over if he does a shir of achila, and the shir of achila is a kezayis. If he does a chatzi shir of achila on the regular chaylev, which one is always over on, over there we say chatzi shir is aser min atayr. But chumah and bikurim, we're not only dealing with a chatzi shir of the maisa achila. We're not only saying that the Maisa Achila of Chuma needs a Kezayis, and being that he only did a Chatzi Shir, so now we want to know if the Chatzi Shir is Aser or not. By Chuma there's another Halacha, that it's only has a Halacha of Chuma if it's a Kezayis of Chuma. The Iser is only to eat a Kezayis of Chuma, not mitzad the Maisa Achila, only if one does a Maisa Achila on the Chuma. The entire Iser is only to eat a Cheftza of a Kezayis of Chuma. So it's not a chatzi shir mitzad the maisa achila that he did a chatzi maisa achila. He didn't do a full maisa achila. He didn't eat the full shir of chuma to be over. He also didn't do the maisa achila to a thing which is really aser. The iser is only to eat a cheftza of a kezayis of chuma, and he did not eat a cheftza of a kezayis of chuma. By chaylev, the iser is to eat any chaylev, even a mashu. Only one has to do a maisa achila, and a maisa achila has to be a kezayis. By chuma, the iser is to eat a chefza of a kezayis of chuma, and it means that he only ate a chatzi zayis. Not only didn't he do a maisa achila, and he has a chatzi shem mitzad the maisa achila, but he also didn't do the maisa achila to the right chefza. The chefza has to be a kezayis worth of chuma. So therefore, in this chatzi shir, with not only mitzad the maisa achila, but it's mitzad the chefza also that this is not the chefza that the Torah answered because it's not a kezayis of chuma. Over there, there's a havmina that I wouldn't say chatzi shir also in a Torah. Kamashmo in the Mishnah v'asum lezorim that even if the chatzi shir is not only mitzad the maisa achila, but also mitzad the chefza that he only is eating a chatzi zayis worth of chuma, it's not the chefza the Torah asered, it's only a chatzi shir of the chefza that the Torah asered. Afilo achi over there also there's an issa of chatzi shir also min haTorah, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah v'asum lezorim. So Reb Shmuel explains weiter that I would have a havina that this would be only lefi Rabbi Yochanan. Being that Rabbi Yochanan dashin some chaylev and chatzi shir also min haTorah, I would be mechalek between when one is doing a chatzi shir, a chatzi maisa achila, and one is doing a maisa achila on the wrong chefza, only on a chatzi zayis, but not a kezayis worth of chuma, not the chefza of a kezayis of chuma. Over there, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I would be mechalek between these two things. But a libidu reishlokish, where the chatzi shir is only awesome with the abanon, and it's only a gzeira that if one would eat a chatzi shir, well, choshir, he might come to eat a full shir. Over there, there's no makom lechalik what the reason why it's a chatzi shir is. It doesn't matter if it's a chatzi shir mitzad the maisa achilo, or it's a chatzi shir mitzad that the cheftza is only a kezayis of chuma, one is over the issa with. Mikomakim is a gzeira. If one's gonna eat a chatzi share, he might come to eat the full share, and that's the issa. So according to Reish Lakish, that it's only a gzeira. There's no makom lechalak between if it's a chatzi share in the ma'isa achila or a chatzi share mitzad the chevtsa. Vashengin according to Beichim, which is a chatzi share also in a teira over there, there's a makom lechalak, and I'd have a half meaning that there would be no issa of chatzi share by chumah bikurim, being that it's not only a chatzi share in the ma'isa achila, but mitzad the chevtsa also the issa is only if I have a kazayis worth of chumah. So Akoponim, just to summarize what we discussed, we had Rashi explained Vasun Lazarim is the Ikar Chiddush is really for the Mashenkim, the Maisa, that Maisa is Mutter Lagami Lazarim. Tosis asked on Rashi that the Mishnah Chal doesn't say Mashenkim be Maisa, and Afilo Hachi also says Vasun Lazarim. Tosis brings the Yerushalmi that the Chiddush of Vasun Lazarim is to tell me that a Chatzi Shir is also by Chumim and Bikurim. And Tosis says it's Bein Rebeichon and Bein Reish Lakish, either Midereisa or Midarabonon, there's a Chiddush that even by Chumim and Bikurim also there's Issa of Chatzi Shir. We said over the kasha from the Tosis Yishonim in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Gimbal, why would I have a havmin over here that there shouldn't be an Issa of Chatzi Shir more than Kol Torah Kula? The Tosis Yishonim answers being that it's Issa She'ein Shavu Ba'Kol, I'd have a havmin that it's not also with a Chatzi Shir. We also said over the Rashi in his Pirish on Chala, he explains that the Havamina, that a Chumam Bikum is Mutter by a Chatzi Shir, is Dafkin and Beichlan and not in Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish was Pashad all along, and the Chayyu that needs explanation, what's the Chilk between Beichlan and Reish Lakish? So we said over two mahalchim, the Ramban explained the chiddush over here that a chatzi shir is also a libid de b'yechidon is because we dashen it from kol chelev, from the issa of chelev, and chelev is shavu b'koil, that I have mina dafki assume that a shavu b'koil and not an issa that's ain't a shavu b'koil. And Ramban says, and according to Reish Lakish also, I have mina that leichmir rabbonim being that it's mutter l'kayinim. So we saw from the Ramban, first of all, the explanation of why I would have a half mina by chumim bikurim, it's mutter, being that it's in a shavu b'koil, there's no issa of chatzi shir, is because it's not similar to chaylev. And we also saw in the Ramban that there's a makom lechalk between a b'yechonon and a Reish Lakish, because according to a b'yechonon that it's a joshua from chaylev, there's more of a reason to say by chumim bikurim it shouldn't have the issa, being that it's not similar to chaylev. And then we said over a second halach from Reb Shmuel Zofsky and Zichron Shmuel, he explains this, that there's a havmina by chumim bikurim, there shouldn't be an issa of chatzi shir, is because it's cholak from all other chatzi shir and kol torah kula. All other yisum of chatzi shir and kol torah kula, it's a chatzi shir mitzad the maisa achila. The maisa achila has a shir, it has to be dafka kezayis, he's only eating a chatzi zayis, he's doing a chatzi maisa achila. Over there, there's an issa min ha-torah to do a chatzi maisa achila. But shaking chumim bikurim, it's not only a chatzi maisa achila, but it's only on a kezayis worth of chumim bikurim, a chefza of a kezayis of chumim that it's also to eat. So being that there's a chesaron not only mitzad the ma'isa achila but mitzad the cheftz of what I'm eating also, it's not a shear of chumah that's usher to eat, I'd have happened over there that it was never said the issa of chatzi shear osam in atayra, kamash malon that there's an issa of chatzi shear osam in atayra, and with this he wanted to explain the makam lechalak between abeichin and Reish Lakish, because dafka libe de abeichin that's issa de reisa, I would say, now being that over here, it's a chesaron mitzad the cheftza, not only mitzad the ma'isa achila, therefore there is no issa of chatzi shir. Mashekin according to Reish Lakish, that it's a gzeira, if one eats a chatzi shir, he might come to eat the full shir. There's no makom lechalak whether or not it's a chatzi shir in the ma'isa achila or mitzad the cheftza. We call makom this a gzeira, if he eats a chatzi shir, he might come to eat a shir shalim. We mentioned earlier, the Gemara brings a braisa to explain what is the case of ma'isa sheni, which is bottle b'roi, but it's not a dover sheish lematirin, being that it's not shaykh by pidyon. The Raisa explains, Be'ezer Meiser Sheni Amu, Be'meiser Shein B'Shove Puto, V'she Nichnis Li Rishalayim V'yotza. Meiser Sheni that was Nichnis to Rishalayim and went out, one cannot be paid it, and therefore it's not a Dover Sheish Le Matirin and it's bottle bereif. And the Gemara is Meirich to explain what is this case of V'she Nichnis Li Rishalayim V'yotza. And the Maskana, the Gemara is Mukimit, Ma'yotza was Nafel Mechitzis, we're talking about Meiser Sheni Tar, that went into Yerushalayim, and then the mechitzas of Yerushalayim came down, therefore one cannot eat it, being that the mechitzas came down, and one cannot be paid it, being that it's in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara asks that this halacha, that the mechitzas of Yerushalayim are koilet, that one cannot be paid the Ma'aser Sheni once it goes into Yerushalayim, is only halacha midrabanan. And the chayre, the rabbanim are only geyser, calls man the mechitzas are standing, but once the mechitzas of Yerushalayim fall down, the chayre, there should not be this gzeira, the rabbanan of kultur mechitzas, that one cannot be paid it. And the Gemara answers, loy plug Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan made a loy plug, that any Ma'isa Sheni that is in Yerushalayim while the Mechitzas were up, even if the Mechitzas came down, is a loy plug, and if one cannot be paid it because of this halacha mid Rabbanan of Kultua Mechitzas, that the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim were kailat this Ma'isa Sheni, and therefore one cannot be paid it, and is not a Dover Sheish Tematirin, and has the halachas of Bittul Bereif. Tosis and Divya Maschel, loy plug Rabbanan asks, on this that the Gemara says that there's a loy plug, by Kotua Mechitis, even after the Mechitis come down, Maishna Al Gemara from the Gemara in Seif Mesechta Sanhedrin and Seif Perek Chelek, the Gemara there is discussing the halachas of Eir Nidachas, where everything has to be destroyed, the people and the property, everything in the town must be destroyed. And the Brisa says, Maishna Sheni Yignezu, the Maishna Sheni of an Eir Nidachas is Yignezu, one buries it and he does not destroy it along with everything else in the Eir Nidachas. And the Gemara is Mukim, the Brice that says Maisa Sheni Yignezu is discussing Maisa Sheni Shah Askul Yerushalayim. They already brought this Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara asks if the Maisa Sheni was already brought to Yerushalayim, L'chay was Kotua Mechitzis. The Mechitzis were already Kailat the Maisa Sheni, and therefore it should not be Chal the Halachas of Yernidachas. It's only Yernidachas is only the moment of that city. Once it comes to Yerushalayim and it's Kotua Mechitzis, we don't look at it as the moment of the Eir Nidachas. We look at it as the moment of Yerushalayim, and therefore it should not be chal the halachas of Eir Nidachas once it already was Kotua, the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara answers, we're discussing a case where it's Naflo Mechitzis, the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim came down, and Ki Amru Rabbanan Kotua Mechitzis is only Kozman, the Mechitzis are standing. Once the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim come down, we do not say anymore Kotua Mechitzis, and therefore it's chal on these Maaseh Sheni Halach of Eir Nidachas. And one cannot destroy the rest along with the rest of the moment of the Anidachas, therefore the halacha is Maaseh Sheni Yignezu. So Taisus asks, the Felix Sugin Sanhedrin, it sounds like we do not say like Plug Rabbanon, and we only say Kotua Mechitzis, Kozman, the Mechitzis are standing. Maishnan Aras Sugya by Maaseh Sheni, that it's not Shaykh Pidgin, we say Kotua Mechitzis, Afilu, once the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim come down, it's like Plug Rabbanon, and in the Sugya of Seif Sanhedrin, Benegia Anidachas, We only say Kotua Mechitzis, Kozman the Mechitzis are standing. Once the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim fall down, we don't say the halacha of Kotua Mechitzis anymore. Tosfos answers the chilek between the Sugya and Sanhedrin and Aras Sugya. The halacha of Kotua Mechitzis is only a din derabanan. Medeiraisa, there is no halacha of Kotua Mechitzis. So this that an Aras Sugya, there is no pidyon. Once it's Kotua Mechitzis, is only a din derabanan. Medeiraisa, one could be paidet. And who did in the Sugi and Sanhedrin with their eyes, it should really be chal the halacha of Eir Nidachas, and once you require to destroy the Maaseh Sheni along with the rest of the moment of the Eir Nidachas. The Midrabanan is halacha of Kotua Mechitzis, and in Midu Devei Maldin Torah, the Rabanan made their takana, and they were oikir a din in the Torah. The halacha of their eyes is that it should be chal a din Eir Nidachas. Midrabanan, they were oikir the din Torah, and they said, being that it is a din the Rabanan of Kotua Mechitzis, Mehmed, it should not be chal the din of Eir Nidachas on Maaseh Sheni that was already nichnas to Yerushalayim and it was Kotua Mechitzis. So therefore, Tosfos explains, this that we say loy plug Rabbanan is only on a regular Issa de Rabbanan. In our case, the Rabbanan said one cannot be paidit. They're not being maimed deveim al din Torah. They're not being oikir any din deraisa. Therefore, they can say that a loy plug Rabbanan, not only when the Mechitzis are standing, but even if the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim fall down also a loy plug, there still is a halach of Kotua Mechitzis. But in the Sugya in Sanhedrin, where there's a midu devei mal din Torah, they mean oikir adin deraisa, midaraisa tzchal adin yor anidachas. And the Rabbanan are saying Kotua Mechitzis, that we don't see it as the moment of that city, we look at it as the moment of Yerushalayim, and therefore it will not be chal the halacha of yor anidachas, but that they mean oikir adin deraisa. In this halacha that they mean oikir adin Torah, they were only oikir the halacha midaraisa, kozman the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim are standing. On this, that they mean oikir adin Torah, they don't say aloi plug. And we mock them that the takana doesn't apply, they don't say loy plug to be oikir din Torah, even after the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim would come down to say Kotua Mechitzis. This that Tosfos explains the Sugya in Sanhedrin, that if it's Kotua Mechitzis, if the Maaseh Sheni was Kotua, the Mechitzis of Yerushalayim would not be chal in the halacha of Eir Nidachas, and is not mechuyav to be destroyed, because we don't see it as moment of the Eir Nidachas. And Tosfos explains this is only a din midrabanan she'emidu deveim al din Torah. They will oikir the din deraisa that it should be chal la halacha of moment of Eir Nidachas and it should be mechuyav to be destroyed. This needs explanation. What koyach did Chazal use to be oikir the din deraisa that it's mechuyav to be destroyed? This Maaseh Sheni midraisa must be destroyed because it's moment of Eir Nidachas. With what koyach did Chazal be oikir this din min haTorah and say that one does not have to destroy it, being that it was Kotua Mechitzis? And we look at it as moment of Yerushalayim and not as moment of the Eir Nidachas. The Chazon Ish in Shviyas Siman Gimel explains that when Bezdin paskins on the Eir Nidachas, that this city is the Eir Nidachas and everything inside this city is mechuyav to be destroyed, they can paskin that everything in this city has the halacha of Eir Nidachas chutz from the Maaseh Sheni. And in Cain, there would not even be halacha mideraisa to go destroy the Maaseh Sheni. being that Bezdin did not put the psak of Eir Nidachas on the Maaseh Sheni. They said it's everything in the city as the Aloch of Eir Nidachas, chutz from this Maaseh Sheni, which is Kotul Mechitzas and Midarabonon, it does not have to be destroyed. It would come out even Midaraisa, one is not Mechitzas to destroy it, because the psak of Eir Nidachas was not Chal on this Maaseh Sheni. And L'chayv, this is a very big Kiddush that the Chaznish is being Mechadish to explain this Tosfos, that when Bezdin gives the psak of Eir Nidachas, they have a koyach to say that specific moment should not be included in the psak. The pashtus is that when Bezdin gives the psak of Eir Nidachas, it's a midi memelo that everything in the city is included in the psak of Eir Nidachas, and memelo one has to go destroy all the people in the city and all the moment of the city. The Chazanish is being mechadish that Bezdin has a koyach to exclude a certain moment. They could say this specific moment is not included in the psak of the Eir Nidachas, and it does not is one is not mechiv to destroy it, and even midi raisa it would not be chal aloch of the Eir Nidachas on this moment. And the chayyus is a chiddush in the psak of Eir Nidachas that Bezdin has a koyach to exclude specific things out of the psak that it shouldn't be chal the halacha of Eir Nidachas on it. But on Kaparim, the Chazanish is explaining this, that Bezdin has a koyach, a idei de takana of kaltua mechitzes, to say that the Maaseh Sheni is not mechiv to be destroyed, even though midiraisa one is mitzvah to destroy it, is because when Bezdin gives the psak of Eir Nidachas, that's kilo they are saying that Maaseh Sheni is not included in this psak. They're not putting the halacha of Eir Nidachas on this moment of Maaseh Sheni, and Bezdin has the koyach to exclude specific moment out of their psak of the chalois Eir Nidachas.
The Tosfos Shantz brought in the Shita Mekubetzes over here is chaylik on Tosfos. This that Tosfos explained the din of kotua mechitzes by Maaseh Sheni is that Chazal were midu deveim al din Torah. Midaraisa one must destroy the moment, being that it's moment Eir Nidachas. And Chazal said, being that there's a halacha of kotua mechitzus, we do not look at this as mamon Eir Nidachas, and they were mafkia this halacha midairaisa that one is mechuyv to destroy the mamon. And the Tosfos Shantz is chelek on Tosfos mikayach this kasha, with what koyach were Chazal oiker the halacha that one must destroy the mamon of Eir Nidachas? Midairaisa one has to destroy it. What koyach did Chazal have to mafkia the din dairaisa to destroy this mamon of the Eir Nidachas? Therefore, the Tosfos Shantz explains that the halacha by Eir Nidachas, the pasuk says, as kol shalala tikpoitz, one must gather all the shalal of the Eir Nidachas into the rechay v'ir and destroy the mammon over there. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph Darshins, Dafka and Ikbotzim Lesoicha, Dafka mammon that can be brought and easily brought into the toicha of the rechay of the Eir Nidachas and be destroyed, one is mechayv to destroy. Mammon that's far away from the city, that's not included in the halacha of kol shalala tikpoitz, one is not mechuyev to destroy. Zokta Tosfos Shantz, being that the Chazal asked midrabbanan that one cannot be moitzi the Maaseh Sheni, which was already kotua mechitzas and was already nichnas to Yerushalayim, it's also to be moitzi it from Yerushalayim. Therefore, one cannot bring this Maaseh Sheni to inside the Eir Nidachas. It's not included in the pasuk of Eskol Shalala Tikpoitz. So even though it's only an issur midrabbanan to be moitzi it from Yerushalayim, being that Al-Kaparim there is an Isser, and befoil one cannot take it out of Yerushalayim, it's not included even Midereis in the Halacha of Eskol Shlola Tikpoitz. Therefore, Afilu Midereis also one is not Mechuyiv to destroy the Mammon of Maaseh Sheni, which was Kotua Mechitzes, being that it's Nismait from the Pasuk of Eskol Shlola Tikpoitz. So Al-Kaparim will feed the Tosfos Shantz, we don't have to say that Chazal were Midu Deveim Al-Din Torah, they were not being Oikar Din Dereis, even Midereis, being that Lemaisa one cannot take it out of Yerushalayim and bring it to the Eir Nidachas. It's not included in the pasuk of Eskol Shlola Tikpoitz, and there is no chiyuv midiraisa to destroy the moment of the Maaseh Sheni.
There's another chiddush ladina that comes out from our Gemara. This that our Gemara answers that Maaseh Sheni is considered a davar she'ein le'matirin because it was nichnas through Yerushalayim v'yotza. It was kultua mechitzas and midrabanan Maaseh Sheni that was kultua mechitzas. One cannot be paidit midiraisa the shayach pidyon and midrabanan one cannot be paidit. And still our Gemara considers it, being that one cannot be paid mid rabbanan a davish in le matirin, and as the dinim of bittul beroiv, and we do not have the halacha of a davish yesh le matirin, I feel better fly bottle. L'chayru it's mavur from our Gemara that even a davish yesh le matirin midereisa, it is shaykh to bring it to a heter. And it's only mid rabbanan that it's not shaykh to bring it to a heter, it's still considered a davish in le matirin, and would have the halachas of bittul beroiv, and we would not say the halacha of a davish yesh le matirin, I feel better fly bottle. The kasha is that l'chayra this is a machlokes harishonim. The Ran in Pesachim and Daf Lamed brings the shitas Ramban that chametz bePesach is also b'mashehu, and we do not have the halachas of bittul b'reivu b'shishim by chametz bePesach, being that chametz bePesach is a dovish yesh lematirin. Chametz is only also on Pesach itself. After Pesach, the chametz is mutter. So therefore, chametz is a davar sheish lematirin, and the mail that halacha is that davar sheish lematirin afil be'elef leipatul, and that is why chametz for Pesach is aser b'mashu and does not have the halachas of vitul b'roiv u'b'shishim. And the Ran asks, l'chayra chametz for Pesach, even though echa Pesach it's mutter mid'araisa, the iser is only on Pesach itself, but l'chayra echa Pesach mid'arabanan it's still aser, even though we paskin like shitas Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon says chametz for Pesach does not have a iser de'araisa echa Pesach, mikol makom there's a knas mid'arabanan, afilu fi shitas Reb Shimon, there's still a knas mid'arabanan that the rabbanan kansin chametz avol of a Pesach that it's aser ba'achilu ba'ano. So in Cain, how could the Ramban consider it a davar sheyesh lematirin, being that midaraisa it's mutter lechayre midarabanan it's still considered a ein lematirin, because midarabanan it's asr afilo achar pesach. And the Ramban explains that chametz pesach is considered a davar sheyesh lematirin, even though midarabanan it's asr. This that the Rabbanan cancelled somebody on chametz avol of a pesach, they only gave the knas lahachme v'lo lahakel. So they only made the knas to make a chumrah on a person that really the chametz would be mutter achar pesach, and they gave him a knas that the chametz should be aser achar pesach. But lahakal alav, where the chametz would be considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it'd be afilu be'elef lo batal, to say that there's a knas mid rabbanan and that would make it into a davar she'ein lo matirin and give it to halachas of bitl b'rayv, Chazal did not create the knas in order to be makel on the person. They only gave him the knas to be machmir alav. Al kopanim, we have a machlokes harishonim. The shita of Ramban is that a davar sheyesh lo matirin midaraisa and midarabanan it's ein lo matirin afilu hachi would have the halachas of davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batal, and that is why chametz bePesach is aser b'mashu and does not have the halachas of bitl b'rayv. And the shita of the Ran is that a davar sheyesh lo matirin midaraisa and it's ein lo matirin midarabanan is still considered a davar sheein lo matirin and would have the halachas of bitl b'rayv u'b'shishim. And we did not say the klal of davar sheyesh lematirin afilu be'elef lo batal. In fact, the shagas ayah in tshuvas achadosh siman yud beis on the Ramban. This that the Ramban says the davar sheyesh lematirin midaraisa and it's ein lematirin midarabanan is still considered a davar sheyesh lematirin is shver from our Gemara. Our Gemara is mevuah that by Maaseh Sheni, which has pidyon midaraisa and midarabanan, one cannot be paided because there's a halach of kotua mechitzas. Once it is nichnas to Yerushalayim and it's kotua mechitzas, one cannot be paided. The Gemara considers it a davar she'ein lematirin. L'chayr, this is often a Gemara like the sheet of the Ran, not like the sheet of the Ramban. How would the Ramban explain why Maaseh Sheni, being that one cannot be paided midarabanan, that makes it into a davar she'ein lematirin and would have the halachas of bitl b'rayv, and we do not say davar she'ein lematirin afilu be'elef lo batal? The Shagas Ayi answers that it is cholok aras sugya by Maaseh Sheni from the halacha of chametz bePesach. By chametz bePesach, the heter that is coming achar Pesach, nothing has to be done to create the heter. The heter comes memelo. Once this man of Pesach is over, and now it's after Pesach, at that point the chametz becomes mutter midaraisa by itself, and it's still only aser midarabanan. So being that it happens memelo, it happens me'elov, that the chametz becomes mutter, so at that point, we say the chametz is now only aser midarabanan and not aser midaraisa. So it's yesh lo matirin that the iser deraisa will come off as soon as the zman of Pesach is over. As soon as the yom tov of Pesach is over, the iser will come off by itself. And at that point, it will not be aser midaraisa anymore. It will only be aser midarabanan. So memela, we consider that a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the iser deraisa is yesh lo matirin. And that's enough of a davar sheyesh lo matirin to say the halacha of davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batal. Masha'enkein and our sugya by Maaseh Sheni, one has to go be paid to the Maaseh Sheni in order to take off the Issa Deraisa. And being that with the Rabbanan one cannot be paid, the Rabbanan took off the halacha of pidyon, that one cannot be paid the Maaseh Sheni, so therefore now the Maaseh Sheni remains with the halacha that it's Maaseh Sheni with Deraisa. So being that the halacha of Maaseh Sheni that it has, it's still going to retain the halacha of Maaseh Sheni with Deraisa, because the Rabbanan took off the halacha that one cannot be paid to this Maaseh Sheni. It's still now Maaseh Sheni midaraisa, so in such a case it's considered a davar she'ein lematirin. It does not have a heter to take off the issur deraisa of Maaseh Sheni, being that the Rabbanan took off the halacha of pidyon and they said one cannot be paid to this Maaseh Sheni. In such a case where one has to go do something and the Rabbanan said that this pidyon doesn't work, there we say it's considered a davar she'ein lematirin and we're not at the halacha of davar she'ein lematirin afilu be'elef lo batal. That by Pesach with the Isser Chametz comes off Me'elav over there, it's considered a davar sheyesh lematirin because the Isser Deraisa will come off. When somebody has to do something, he has to do a pidyon, and the Rabbanan said the pidyon doesn't work, in such a case the Ramban is Moide that it's considered a davar sheyesh lematirin, and that's why in Aras Sugya it's considered a davar sheyesh lematirin, and it has the halachas of bitl b'rayv u'b'shishim, and we do not say davar sheyesh lematirin afilu be'elef lo batal. The Afike Yam in Simen Vav answers this question based on what we said over earlier from the Afike Yam, that this case of Davar Sheish Tamatirin and Ma'aser Sheni is different than all other Davar Sheish Tamatirin that we have throughout the rest of Shas, is that being that this Davar Sheish Tamatirin Mideraisa, one cannot do the pidyon. The Ma'aser Sheni was bottle, and when it's bottle, there's nothing to be paid. The pidyon is not nitfas bechlal Mideraisa. The Afike Yam and the Beis HaLevi we mentioned earlier explained our sugya that even though something does not have a heter mideraisa, the Rabbanim was still geyser that if it would not be bottle, one would still be able to bring it to its heter, even though this heter only exists in this that the Rabbanim said it's not bottle, and now I can go be paided. Still, Chazal said one should not be semich on the bittel, and he should try to bring it to the heter, al kopanim mideraisa is going to get a heter. But in our case, mideraisa, there is no heter. Mideraisa, the pidyon is not nitfas bechlal, being that the Ma'aser Sheni itself was already bottle. It's only that even if it's not bottle, still I could bring it to the heter. So Chazal said I should bring it to its heter. But being that in our sugya, the entire halach of Davar Sheish Tamatirin is all in the world of the Rabbanans. It's all in this that the Rabbanans said that it's not bottle, that the pidyon is nitfas. And being that the Rabbanan, they also said that when it's called Tua Mechitzis, in such a case, one cannot be paided. So Mimela, I don't have any Davar Sheish Tamatirin Bechlal. Mideraisa, the pidyon is not nitfas because it's bottle. And Mideraisa, one cannot be paided because it was really called Tua Mechitzis. And Mideraisa, one cannot be paided the Ma'aser Sheni that was called Tua Mechitzis. So in our sugya, everybody is masking that even a Davar Sheish Tamatirin Mideraisa, Mideraisa, it's Ein Lematirin, being that Mideraisa also it's Ein Lematirin because it was already bottle. So I feel the Ramban is going to be masking in our sugya that we're going to say it's a Davish Ein Lematirin and it will be bottled B'Revu B'Shisha and we're not have the Allah of a Davish Eish Lematirin afilu B'Elef Le Bottle. But Avada, this is only according to the Teretz of the Afike Yam and the Beis HaLevi on the Kasha earlier, that how can Ma'aser Sheni be considered a Davish Eish Lematirin if Mideraisa one cannot be paided because it's already bottled? We said over another Teretz from Rebbe Chanan and Rebbe Shimon, they learned that Ma'aser Sheni is considered a Davar Sheish Tamatirin because one can be paid there, what we called the Siba of the Isser. The Ma'aser Sheni, even when it's bottle, still existed, and one can be paid there. This that there is Ma'aser Sheni, which is bottle, but Teichat Ha'aruvis. So according to them, that the pidyon is Nitves Mideraisa, we cannot say the Teretz of the Afike Yam, that over here, everybody would be maskim, Davar Sheish, that being that Mideraban, one cannot be paid there, it would be considered a Davar Sheish Tamatirin, and we would say it's bottle, B'Revu B'Shishim. But Akaponim, we said there were two terutzim for the sheet of the Ramban, that the Ramban holds a Davar Sheish Lematirin Mideraisa, and it's Ein Lematirin Mideraban is considered a Davar Sheish Lematirin, and we say Afilu Be'elof Lai Batul, and therefore Chametz B'Pesach is Asa B'Mashu. And we said over the Kash of the Shagas Ayr, L'Chayrit Shref Ma'arasugi, that's Mavur, that a Davar Sheish Lematirin Mideraisa, and it's Ein Lematirin, one cannot be Poydit Mideraban, is considered a Davar Sheish Lematirin, and we say it's Batul B'Revu B'Shishim. We said over the chiluk of the Shagas Ayah that our sugya, which one has to go, be paided. So over there we say, being that Mideraban cannot be paided, it remains the Isser of Ma'aser Sheni Mideraisa. Mashenke Chametz B'Pesach, which happens B'Meila, the Isser Deraisa comes off, and we're left with only an Isser Deraban, that's considered a Davar Sheish Tamatirin, being that the Isser Deraisa is able to come to a heter. Then we said over the Teretz of the Afike Yam, that Lefi Shita Soi, that Ma'aser Sheni is really not the regular Davar Sheish Tamatirin because Mideraisa one cannot be paided because the pinyon is not nitfas, being that it's already bottle and doesn't exist. It's only Mideraabanan that they said, even if it wouldn't be bottle, one would be able to bring it to a heter, therefore one should not be semich on the bittel. Ulefizeh, being that Mideraabanan one cannot be paided because it was Kotua Mechitzis, so therefore over here everybody's masking would be considered a Davar Sheish Tamatirin and it has the halachas of bittel, b'roiv, u'b'shishim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.